the highest cause. Most arrive with no labels unless there is need for return of something, such as money, or in lawsuits wherein theft is greed are possible in their perception. This is what has happened this day with this particular sharer of mighty truth. Pandora's box. In the privacy of the evening, the box was opened, and first encountered were several documents. Without reading glasses, Dharma cannot see the words. In this alone I find interest. Dharma hears and writes, but cannot read without magnifying glass to her vision receivers. In the box are five books. Ah, great expectations of sharing new information. No, five of our own books. This may appear quite dense to you readers, but Dharma and Oberlie continue to give away all their own copies of our work, so she thought with appreciation someone, a bookseller, was sending replacement copies. Oops, that appeared to be a wrong perception, but why would anyone send anything back to her? She writes and gives the work away. She has no input to the dealings of the publisher or the distributor. I would expect that anyone who even remotely keeps up with our work knows as much. With vision intact, we will share what unfolded. The unfolded paper revealed a statement as follows. Returned books, Rainbow Masters, $10. End of the Masquerade, $10. Matter, Antimatter, $10. And from here to Armageddon, $2, $20. Less 10%. $5, but plus postage, $6.50, refund due, $51.50. From Over the Rainbow, 10767 Butte Street, Northeast, Aurora, Oregon. It is still undiscerned, even at the time of the writing, in Dharma's mind, as to why this returned to her. Is it lesson time, or what? Is she supposed to do something with a publisher in Nevada? Now, of course, we know, do we not? She asked that they be forwarded for refund, or whatever they do with returned volumes, to America West. I said, no, you shall not do such a thing. She may do either of two things, keep the unsolicited books with a nice thank you, or return them for gifts of such great value or potentially priceless, and there might later be another lawsuit. I'm going through this boring tedium because all must learn and see that which you do in total ignorance. Evil wears a clue, always, and prompting of the adversary into actions such as this are a major sign, even beyond clue. Therefore, we shall take it tedious bit by bit, and if only one learns from the experience and input, the journey will have been worth the steps. I guess I must address the response to Dear Over the Rainbow, for there is no name to be found either on the correspondence or on the accompanying documents utilized to prove Dharma's evilness. Just a side margin note. Dharma, please read and discern. And quartz of red highlight emphasis markings. Quoting. Hatton, this will all be in italics because the typing was in a script type print, which usually designates love and friendship. I think not. July 26th, 1992. And there's a rose as a logo. Greetings, Dharma. Finding the right words at this moment troubles me deeply. I know that working within the realms of spiritual truth is not only a thankless, earth time speaking task, but a very sensitive special talent. I have read many of the books printed through the ideas of Hatton along with the Phoenix Liberator. Hatton, many, if you have only four titles out of some 60, this smacks of exaggeration, does it not? Further, as we move on with the dissertation and lecture on Dharma's evil ways, I suggest that you have done exactly that, read not and seen, certainly neither with clarity. End of print. Much of the material is interesting reading, but most of it has an insincere embellishment. Either Hatton is a familiar spirit with axes to grind, or you, as the controlled force, are not dealing on the higher realms. The information coming through is of a volatile nature and a constant threat to man through fear. This is not, in my discernment, truth from the hierarchy. Last May, Dharma Hatton made a prediction that the Earth and Sun would move through a photon belt, even to the extent of a picture and warnings, etc. My dear aspirant, the hierarchy would never make such a prediction, nor would this type of information be made for the masses to prepare for. Hatton, no. Would it better and more believable if Hatton had not given you what was being touted throughout the elite playwrights? Quote, do not prepare for such, for that which is coming is better. What causes you to think you are not in the photon belt? Did you try to call 911 emergency service on July the 25th? Moreover, the reason given for the outage of all long-distance and emergency services in the western states was attributed to a 3-acre grass fire in Keene, California, where there are no phone lines. Does giving some drinking water, light candles, and a bit of food in readiness pain you one so much? I can promise you this much. In Butte, Oregon, you will need far more than that very soon. Would your hierarchy, whomever that might be, keep this a secret from you if he knows? There is no such hierarchy in the realms of God, of divine source and light. Hierarchical pecking orders are fabrications of man. Familiar spirit, indeed, just about as familiar as Dharma will ever experience, or you for that matter. Axe to grind, I have no need of grinding axes. I most certainly can accomplish my task without axes. Dharma, a controlled force, controlled from the realms of God, comes loving allowance, not force or control. Therefore, over the rainbow, who might control your pen? And pren. This is a school where each of us is learning. Hatton. Some far better than our others. Learning what? Learning to identify our Holy Spirit through each trial we encounter on our path. Hatton, since the books remain unread, I have to assume that this portion of the path has been deleted from your need for full understanding and possible input. How convenient to simply remove any disagreeable, possibly material, as preconceived notions grab you. How shall you identify God? How shall you more directly identify a space fleet commander? What of all those rainbow masters? Are they all bad children because you discern them to be without reading? How did Hatton get in such bad company? Those journals in point were given mostly by other teachers. We shall see how much lesson in discernment of Holy Spirit through this particular lesson you might learn. N. Bren. The progression of planetary events will take place without intervention. We will all be ready and in our rightful place when the Earth is moved to a higher vibration. We can trust the process of life to take care of it. Hatton. Oops, watch it. You have just stated exactly what I stated to everyone I could find to hear. You are going through a period of total man tampering, and the things of cosmic universal evolution will come about no matter that which you do or do not do. What you do or do not do, however, determines how it will come to be. As to rightful place, how do you know? I would not like to be in yours. End print. My thoughts on your prediction were, you needed to sell more books, and this was a selling tool. Hatton, how so? Dharma does not sell anything. Another con game to dupe mankind with fear. It always works and has done so down the years before the Master Jesus walked the earth. The only change is now man has gotten smarter. You may have entertained your readings with your photon story, but many did not take it seriously. Hatton, oh? Then why the concern, as ones who did not take it seriously are surely not inconvenienced by additional water containers, candles, or foods? Since there is no reference to man-made photon belts and or natural encounter with one in any of the returned material, who might be concerned with sales of something or other? Or are we to assume, after all, that the returned volumes are a lesson and gift in discernment? Or did you want your money back because Phoenix material won't sell after you don't go blind or blow up? It would appear that you are throwing all the bathwaters, babes and all, out the door just before the need for the bathwater. Do you actually believe that all things are off? Because your governments couldn't get the radiation belt ignited, no matter how hard they tried. They certainly did a whole bunch of other things during that period, some right in good old Oregon. But in seeking discernment regarding Holy Spirit, I have to assume you did not notice. Therefore, we commend you for that, for not even hinting to any possible victims that something is amiss and that they just might get dead before they learn to discern higher reason. Good for you. Give your people mush, and they will starve to death before they learn the way to God. Further, the only material I have given you on the subject is exactly as printed, right out of your scientific and New Age writings. Can you not read? Hatton's photon belt, as one such as you proclaim this to be, is not even due until your second decade in your new century. I wonder how many of you will be still around to notice. God forbid that any of you be prepared for happenings in the interim. End of quote. What you did do was to create a skepticism of your own credibility. No longer will your readers seek more books. They will now know that your interest is purely in money. Sales, sales, sales. Hatton, in behalf of Dharma, I would like to tell you, over the rainbow, that out of hundreds and hundreds of letters of appreciation, there were exactly two, yours and another who continually blasts, Elysian Don from Arizona, who have not blessed and thanked and loved more for the information which is poured forth from this keyboard to find some sanity of unfoldment during this time of chaos. At least Elysian Don sends his name for identification, and all else he sends is labeled and open, not cut in such a way as to delete source and author. Perhaps you might wish to reconsider possibilities, Rainbow. Back to quote. As a bookstore owner, I am very disappointed with your program and what you have done to your fellow man. Hatton, program? What program? Done to your fellow man? Whose fellow man? Done to? Dharma types and translates. She does nothing to anyone, including sell books. Is this possibly one more person who feels fellow man must be somehow thought for, acted for, and protected by some self-proclaimed guardian because his ignorance and stupidity causes him to not be able to function and think for self? Congratulations, but I believe I would rather seek higher authority for my guardian than a bookseller who prefers the world to blow up or be blinded and damaged than to face reality of truth. Back to quote, I no longer feel that I can sell your books, nor can I endorse any of your material as truth. Hatton, thank you, for it is your type of endorsement on our work which we do not want. God needs no self-appointed endorsers of self-proclaimed truth. I did not ask your endorsement, and I have no need of same. I do, however, feel a bit of sadness because you and your followers will probably not be aboard when the time is at hand, and for that, I am truly saddened. Also, finally now, we get to the point, do we not? Back to the quote. I would appreciate a full refund for the books I have returned. They no longer have a meaning of light. Hatton, if you wish a full refund, why did you send them to Dharma? What is she supposed to do with them? Would you like your $51.50 in food stamps?
She's on Weight Watchers anyway.
Do you think the paper pages will take the place of the food? I do not even want her to spend the postage to return them to you, Rainbow, nor to send them to Nevada to America West. We will just hold them in the box until you send the postage to return them. Thank you. Quote, I feel much sorrow for your efforts. What could have been a beautiful lesson for mankind has been destroyed once again through greed. Hatton, oh, I think this very lesson is worthy of noting. Great lessons are found in all, even the most minute places and faces, Rainbow. If this was to pull Dharma from her work, you failed. I welcome and bless that failure because she too must pass her testings and learn always to give appreciation unto her enemies, that she might learn and share. quote, may you find your path and rediscover the true blueprint of your mission here. Hatton, so indeed, you just reinforced her blueprint of service and strengthened the goal of the mission. I wonder, Rainbow, if you know that which is your mission. End of quoting from the letter sent. Next comes the attached cuttings and underlining papers from some book unnamed, unqualified, unidentified, and sent, I assume, as support for the above attack since it is directed to Dharma for insight and discernment. Well, I am most pleased to note that she read it in full several times and discerned and got insight. Thank you. I have no way to share this either without reprinting it, and wherein we bold print indicates the highlighting by Rainbow, quoting from a document without introduction, identification, or qualification. Great mentors will never, in any instance, give anything that causes confusion of spirit, that affects to be sacrosanct to the individual alone, that insists on secrecy as to its nature and import, or that unnaturally aggrandizes the earth person, either in his own esteem or esteem of his fellows. Hatton, hogwash. Who pronounces what a mentor will or will not do? You? Never? In any instance? Confusion of spirit? Spirit does not get confused. Consciousness gets confused. Who writes this garbage? I simply cannot take each sentence lest we never finish in time for the meeting this afternoon. Move on, Sheila. They know too well the inexorable results of such counsel, but they are powerless to thwart it being given by lesser people if the earth person has opened himself to their voices and yet will not heed the ethics involved as plainly described in clarified warnings. Hatton, powerless, thwart, lesser people. If the teacher be powerless in efforting to thwart anything of knowledge and or speaking down to lesser people, you have a most interesting teacher. A favorite method of gaining or retaining hold of such earthly dupes, Hatton, is there no end of this teacher's insults to you reflections of God? Dupes? By the familiar people, Hatton, familiar people? Who in the universe are familiar people? Is to read to the automatically or clairaudiently from another dimension beautiful passages of sacred material. Hatton, phew, lets us off the hook. I transmit directly, and obviously the objection is that the writings are filled with fear and not beautiful messages of sacred material, as available to them as it is to those in earth life, in such a manner that the earth person assumes it to be coming from great masters of the wisdom, and all too frequently from the teacher himself. After utilizing such material over the interplane psychic wire, they proceed to inform the dupe that he has been selected for missions of vast importance in the world, as the purloined or plagiarized material would indicate. In hundreds of cases, such dupes have been solemnly assured that they have either been apostolic fathers or persons famous in biblical history. But then the hoaxing comes clear between the lines. When this sort of thing has made its wanted impression, and sincere and earnest people have become persuaded that they have indeed been elected to positions of great importance, the next move. Hatton, the page is cut at this point. I would point out, however, that if this was a lesson for Dharma, it somehow does not fit. She only gleans hours and hours of work and no recognition. To stay alive, she must live an almost isolated life, without such things as even her picture included with her own children at their weddings and other families and friends' occasions. When one gives unto God that which God needs, all else becomes irrelevant and trivial. Then when others participate and rest on weekends, as such, she serves as speaker and writer and shares none of the pleasure and respite. Is this your idea of perceptions of vast importance of self, purloined or plagiarized material? How so, if it be truth? How else can one give forth truth if it follows truth from another? Perhaps you who accuse and convict might explain that mechanism to me. Let us continue on, apparently another page, also cut and all identification removed. I have no way to confirm it even is from the same document, so I can only present it as given. Is to impress on those earth people the necessity for strictest secrecy and strictest obedience. The latter takes the form of tests. Whenever a mischievous or erroneous direction or bit of counsel is imparted that does not check with facts, the rationalization is given that such nominees were only being tested for their utter and implicit obedience. There is one logical qualification that is swiftly passed over or ignored. No explanation is offered as to why souls of great cosmic or earthly importance in the past should have been selected for great wisdom or great missions while possessing characters so vacillating that they must constantly be tested. Either they are of the quality to be depended upon from the beginning or they are not. But queries regarding this vital point are blithely ignored from the other side, and frequently the earth person is tortured by stinging rebuke that he has doubted or shown himself so unworthy of responsibility as to offer logical challenges in such exhibitions of common sense. Underlined portion. When wise authorities on the earth side are appealed to for guidance in such controversies, and when they expose the interplane hoaxing that is being attempted, the baffled and challenged familiar people lapse into campaigns of criticism and abuse of those earthly counselors, vilifying them by suggestions to the distraught victims that their earthly counselors belong to the dark forces or have come under evil influence. Hatton, boy, I surely am glad that Rainbow practices none of the above. Of the two, the victims are inclined to give the benefit of the doubt to the familiar people, fearing all sorts of nameless penalties that may be inflicted upon them if they do not proceed as they have been directed. It rarely penetrates the fear-struck intelligence. Hatton, mutually exclusive terms, fear-struck and intelligence, of these victims. Hatton, victims? Victims, that real? Masters of the... This is not Hatton, this is part of the material and it's underlined. That real masters of the wisdom never indulge to the slightest deprecations of anyone, never use duress in any form, never insist on the slightest secrecy in regard to their communications, never participate in any gesture that is not frank and constructive and enlightening and inspiring. Least of all would they designate anyone on the earth side as being aligned with the dark forces, whisper gossip about them, use threats or derogatory suggestions to make themselves of influence. Granted, they knew the fact to be true. Hatton. This one really has a doozy of a guide, one who tells you nothing. You ask for guidance and you get nothing, and certainly not even a gossipy lookout regarding anyone from the dark forces. Sounds pretty clueish to me, readers. All this non-anything, even granted they knew the fact to be true. Threats or derogatory suggestions? These would never be used? I see. No matter how totally evil, a guide never would speak truth to the poor helpless victim. Rainbow, you have just done it. I will speak out against evil anywhere I find it lurking to capture and destroy God's wondrous creations. It is not of my doing, Dharma's doing, or God's doing that man is duped. It is through this very type of hogswell that you feed the victims foolish enough to read this garbage. Why did you not return this resource of non-information from an unidentified source for a refund? I can guarantee that the refund would be far greater than from any journal or paper that is produced from this keyboard. Back to the quote. Their very essence is frankness, constructiveness, enlightenment, and inspiration. They could not be otherwise and remain themselves. Hatton, well, I guess I am just not myself today. Quote, the advice which they impart is always doctrinal in nature. Hatton, yep, I can see that this person, Rainbow, has studied carefully all my words. Doctrinal? Funny, the doctrine groups are also trying to wipe me out. Doctrinal? I wonder if you even know what this says or means. They convey... Hatton, the page is here at cutaway to continue at some other unidentified place. Taking up with a quote, and it's underlined, broad, high principles by which those in mortality should conduct themselves. They are interested in informing earthly people of great laws and processes at work in the cosmos, which only they can witness and that could be known otherwise by those handicapped by fleshly limitations. Hatton, I assume this is a slam regarding the photon belt, which we call the time of radiance. At any turn of the cosmic announcements, the evolvement in point is referred to as the great barrier in many cosmic languages, and the happening is not a phenomenon. It is a most regular cycle, which happens on schedule every time so far. If, however, you as a non-cosmic person cannot see that which is coming down on you, then blindness could be no worse for you. Back to the quote. If they are indeed concerned in the fortunes of some earthly person because that person may be an incarnated master spirit in his own right, slowly awakening to the import of his mission, they make his pathway smooth by invisible, unannounced performance. They save him from all harm but do not call attention to it. They enhance his fortunes delicately and invisibly, making it appear always that the earthly person himself has been successful of his own initiative, that he may acquire more self-confidence in performing greater task. Hatton, garbage. This goes beyond Hogswell.
Yes, and I restrained myself.
This is outright lie upon lie. I am Hatton Aton. Who might you be who sends this trash into and unto my people? Who hides behind the skirts of a victim of your lies? I meet all who act in darkness head on, openly and full identification. You deceivers of creation and creation's children shall rue the day you give unto Creator's children these lies. Confront me, evildoer, for I stand at ready. Wherefore are ye? Quote, they stand ready to serve with enlightening information at all times, but it is an impersonal cosmic literature which they compile and release. Hatton, ah, you test my patience. Even garbage goes toward good purpose. This is intended for the blackest of purposes. Still, the gift is beyond the appraising for the quality of lessons presented. Quote, they leave it to the individual to take the higher principles because they delineate and apply them in absolute free will to the earthly circumstance. Hatton, one thing right out of thousands is about par for the course, I suppose. Quote, for thus is character formed, thus is self-confidence enhanced, thus is personal initiative made a splendid, resourceful thing. Thus have they obeyed the great law which decrees that true help rendered to another is in helping another to help himself. Hatton, the great law? What mean ye, the great law? Whose great law? This may certainly be a good rule, but is certainly not the great law. Most of the discouragements, the bafflements, the cynicisms, the damages wreaked on earthly persons who have taken discarnate counsel have come from those who have blindly followed higher mentors to the derogation of these qualities. They have leaned on invisible counselors, believing them firm friends and allies, only to discover sooner or later that even if those in the higher dimensions are sincere, they are encountering factors in exercising such direction of their earthly pupils which they can in no wise control. Seeing events from two dimensions at once, as it were, those who vaunt themselves as being in control cannot make distinctions as to time and principles that are essential in having their counselings come true in earthly happening. They cannot always distinguish the astral from the mortal. Hatton, or frankly, their head from the other end.
I used restraint there also.
But always two intelligences are striving to run the same body or the same set of earthly conditions, and the result is a confusion that eventually becomes insufferable. Hatton, doesn't sound like intelligence to me, either singularly or plural. Page cut hereat to continue on another slip of paper assumed to be from the same disinformation resource. Discarnate counsel, therefore, by its very essence, is not for the practical affairs of life or its petty problems that result in enhanced judgment and discrimination when solved by mortal initiative. It is for the purpose of acquainting the earthly person with cosmic facts and process that could not be acquired by any other agencies. As such, it should be recognized and utilized. As such, it is legitimate and approved on all planes of spirit. Having acquired a knowledge of such higher facts and process, the earthly soul, wise thereby above its fellows, has an advantage that should easily be put to mortal account. Thus, the practical end is achieved. Thus, no obligations are undertaken on any plane that have karmic penalties attached to them on their denouement. Hat on. How many of you readers even know what that word means? Denouement. Well, next.
Would anyone like to share with us?
D-E-N-O-U-E-M-E-N-T. Well, next we'll contain a portion which is highlighted and surrounded by exclamation marks, so we'll assume it to be aimed at us with power and abashment. Therefore, so shall we accept it in kind. Quote, let us look upon life, therefore, as a problem in equity, each man toward his neighbor. Let us accept as counselors only those who tell us of heavenly things. But let us take such celestial knowledge and apply it mundanely, observing and adjudging human life as the great teacher observed and adjudged it, a temporal classroom in which so-called suffering is merely part of an equation in divine geometry. Hat on. Everyone still with me? Page cut again and changed to continue elsewhere, unknown and unfinished and unidentified and unlabeled. Over the rainbow, I am seriously concerned about you, child. You are the very type of innocent spirit that misleads humanity into the path of total darkness, and that journey will most likely cause you great pain and burden as you come to understand it. I ask that the journals in point not be returned or forwarded to America West. I ask that they be held right here until such time as response is offered in open identification and full confrontation, for you hide, child, behind the black curtains, and that curtain will abandon you in the light of truth. Evil promises great things, only to abandon in the final thrust those who confuse truth with magic and drivel. You have just contributed more truth and perception to your fellow man than you have ever done before, and for that I thank you. Man must learn to read and measure against all information, or he shall not make the transition into higher realms at this crossing. Who is your friend, brothers, the one who gives you truth to the best of our ability to pass it on to you, considering the tamperings of man, or he who gives you the words and garbage for your intelligent and reasoning minds to feed upon? I care not which you choose, for it is yours to be in the choosing and discernment and judgment of actions, not man. I say this to you readers, if you think that you can make ascension, transition, and crossing with naught but garbage for fuel, then you shall be sorely surprised and disappointed. You will make it through enlightenment, doing of your homework, facing and acting according to what is, and coming into knowing. I can help you, or you may cast me aside along with God, but I remind you that the time is at hand, the sorting underway, and the choosing will be done. You may do it in ignorance or knowledge. Either way, it will be done. You may cast bullets or boulders at my speakers and scribes, but it is only you who will perish in the ending of the cycle of cause and effect. When one strikes out at the transcriber and not the speaker, comes your first clue of who brings the affront and from where. If you have something to say to us, speak right up and say it. I weary of the stupid games playing of the adversary, for you shall not deter us from our mission of light. I care not who you think yourself to be, great guru or idiot. There is only one truth, told in a myriad ways. There is ultimately only one anything, and the sooner you learn that great law, the sooner you can begin to make a bit of progress out of the muck and mire of dark ignorance. You are no longer babies, and I shall no longer cater to self-indulgence. Speak up and identify openly if you wish to address me or mine. Ponder this most carefully. Another viewpoint, and one of importance. The point of literature is to urge you to attend all, and then can the pieces be set to the tapestry. Only the final proper pieces will make the picture whole. To buffer the lessons above, I would like to now share another letter which arrived yesterday. Even if the conclusions are not quite correct in all instances, this man is thinking and trying to come forth with correct thought lines, using much information offered by many ones, and by sorting that which fits from that which does not. He uses, in other words, the information given, not blind babblings of who. Evil itself is the best teacher if you know and know that you know. I offer this so that all of you curious, inquiring minds might go study your own books and lessons, and then your information can be shared and perhaps conclusions drawn in some measure of correct harmony. I am simply asking that this letter be reprinted and shared. I intend to make very little comment, as I have no intention of so much as correcting spelling of labels if they be incorrect. This deals with the Antichrist. I must first remind you that the Antichrist is not a single person. It is obvious, however, that there will be a leader at some point of armies and doings. I leave that to your puzzlement, but this man has certainly gone about his searching most carefully and has interesting sharing for your attention. Thank you very much, E. Paul C., for we all enjoy the sharing of information that we ourselves might well have overlooked in the unfolding and the remarkable amount of non-news and valid information. Quoting, July 23, 1992. Dear Hatan, Dharma, and friends, let me first say that in the 4 months I have been reading your paper, The Phoenix Liberator, I have learned a great deal. Please keep up the good work and try to ignore the hecklers and worse. It is indeed unfortunate that basic respect for others is such a rare commodity in our times. The business reason for this letter is that I have changed addresses. Please make note. As I become more aware of some of what is going on, I feel more capable of picking through the daily news and reading between the lines. I would like to share some ideas along this line on a particular subject. By reading America West Conversations with Nostradamus, I became aware of the potential for another major player in our planet's unfolding scenario. He is the man who could be called the Antichrist, the Hitler of World War III, if you will. Friend, I personally have no Christian leanings in the current sense. Anyway, by reading and using clues to think about this man, I have the following observations. First, according to Nostradamus, this man should be about 30 years old at this time. Also, Gene Dixon predicted the man also picked the same birth date, February 1962, and said that at age 29 to 30, his impact would begin to be felt in the world. Second, he, per Nostradamus, is to take over Russia, first by guile. He is also supposed to be a member of the elite, in that they see him as someone who can help them to secure control of the volatile Middle East. My guess is that he is beyond the Muslim uprisings in many parts of the former Soviet Union. I believe he is maneuvering to get his own leaders in power in these states. And more importantly, it is through this connection that he intends to arm himself with the military might of the old Soviet Union. And who is this man? Note, Nostradamus tells us that the beast will first appear during an eclipse. Was there not an eclipse on January the 5th, 1992? And at this time, were not general elections canceled in Algeria to avoid victory by the Islamic Salvation Front? This was the first we internationally heard of this leader, Abdul Qodah Hachari, H-A-C-H-A-R-I. Spelling uncertain, heard his name on the radio. Hatan, I will say that Dharma recognizes no such name and has interrupted her indigo search. We shall allow her to find it a bit later, for she has no leg up on any of your other students. Indeed, you will all chuckle when you do realize you do know the name.
Anyone in here want to try that one? Well, guess who's really got their wheels turning in this room? I'll bet you Nora goes and finds it.
He and his followers were imprisoned. Haqqari took over the ISF in late spring of 1991. According to Nostradamus, he was to have set up his computer network by April 1991 and to begin his political career. Yes, this man is intimately involved in computers and with the elite debit card laser code plan to internationalize finances and human control. Also, Nostradamus stated that the man grooming the Antichrist for his upcoming mission was himself behind the assassination of Anwar Sadat. I may have heard on radio, it goes by so fast, that the ISF was previously implicated in this assassination as well. Notice in Algeria how the power is not in the hands of the government. It is the police who are killed, the leaders who are killed, Boudiaf et al., etc. Meanwhile, the poor imprisoned ISF members wait to be swept into power on the tide of popular unrest after having the election stolen from them, having been illegally imprisoned, etc. The government is too scared even to bring them to trial. The setup seems to be very clear to me. Note also that Nostradamus predicted his local rise to power for August 1992. Haqqari, or whoever the Antichrist is, will win the battle for top dog among the elite. He will proceed to take the economic reins from the elite and use them to carry out plans beyond even the evil presented, presently being considered by the top dogs. In any case, it is my opinion that more attention should be paid to the connection of this man to what is unfolding. It is one more way to sort out the confusing signals coming in. I am interested to know if Hatton has addressed this subject in previous journals. I would be more than happy if he wanted to use my letter as a springboard to make comment himself. Please reprint my letter in your paper in whole or in part for this purpose if you wish. I could write more, but I know you already have a great deal of mail and are very busy. Thanks again for all you have taught me. Your article on Sumerian astronomy helped me to understand our sister moon better than I ever did, and to give me new faith in my own spiritual path. Much love and good God feelings. E. Paul C. Paren. He offers his name, but I shall hold it in privacy for the present. I think Nora might well enjoy doing a bit of digging on this subject. Thank you. End of quoting. Last page, too.
Let's hear it for Oberly. He made it through.
Sheila's, the point is not who is the Antichrist. The point is to think and coalesce these thoughts into knowledge so that you can be in expectation of your enemy. The clues are always given if you but seek them out and know how to measure the information. Blessings unto you and upon you who share in open giving, for it is through these paths that truth can make its rising. I will not comment further at this time, for the day grows short prior to scheduled meeting and we must leave the keyboard. I will be happy to discuss this at the gathering, but I shall tell you in advance. I shall not reveal the conclusion, for it is not for me to do so. I do find the deductions worthy of note and very thought-provoking. Thank you. Let us leave this, as it is lengthy indeed, and we must move on. Peace, scribe, for no one offered you a rose garden, but in the ending, the roses shall be wondrous. Salute.
And I believe that Zita and Karen pulled me through one more time. The roses are beautiful. It's hard not to take the knots personally and unto self. It's a big task. And a big task brings both great rewards and great assault. Wherein you deal with God and God's hosts, the majority, by far, of all brothers in the human form will be against you. Because the leaders have trained the sheep well. Dorma ponders, and I'm sure do the rest of you, as you stumble along through the channels on your television, and you find channel 29. And there's a beautiful little lady, Jan, and her spouse, Paul. And they are wonderful, beloved people doing that which they believe in their souls to be correct. Giving, giving, and more giving. And then you're patient a little while, and the most wondrous lessons pour from one speaker after another. And the songs to God are magnificent, and they touch the soul as they sing of the Christ. It doesn't matter what you call this man. Are these lost souls? Oh, no, precious ones. The message